caller has a small kitchen. Wants to do a pie pantry in the wall between the kitchen and the garage. And it's a net.
Yes.
Welcome back. Thanks for being so patient.
Sure.
Romy mentioned it as we were going out. That wall between the garage and your kitchen has to be a one-hour rated firewall. So whatever we do, we can't violate that one-hour rating status, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, where in Arizona are you?
I'm in North Glendale.
North Glendale. Okay. And is this a, and you mentioned that you wanted to put like an old-fashioned pie pantry in that spot, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have that piece of furniture, or is this
yes.
something you have
something
that
I've
piece?
Had for forever, right?
Cool. Okay. Well, do you have room inside the garage to pop the wall back in, recess into the garage so this pie pantry can end up flush to the inside of the kitchen?
Yes, because it's only about 15 inches deep at
perfect.
The most, and I...
Perfect. Okay. Well, if you've got the room inside the garage to continue that one-hour continuous fire envelope, this is something that you can do. How wide is it, Annette?
It's probably about 4.5 feet.
Okay. We may have to get in there and put a little header in that particular wall.
Right, okay.
But where you are is there's already a foundation on that wall, generally speaking. But, I'd be happy to come by and just take a look at it and coach you through it. Is this something you wanted to do yourself?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty handy, but not that handy.
Okay. Well, why don't we give you a call? I'll send one of my handymen
by. Oh, that'd
by.
Be great.
They can get with City of Glendale, pull a little permit, frame up that wall, make sure it's fire continuous sealed, and we'll help you. Push in the pie pantry, and then we'll be there the first day you start loading the pies.
That's great. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, please.
I'll have Julia pick up the phone. We'll get one of our handymen out to the house and get you taken care of. That is something that can be done.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And while she's doing it, that pie pan obviously isn't going to go all the way to the ground, 4 feet wide, so she can put a shelf in her garage now and have that storage underneath.
Wow.
It. So there's a lot underneath that fire rating we can do.
And we'll have to take a look at that pie pantry. That pie pantry may be a floor to ceiling kind of just like a pie armoire, you know, kind of like that.
But the good news is for that fire rating, 3/4 inch drywall sealed up is a little bit more on the connections, but it's.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's nothing she's going to have to break the bank for.
That's right. And for the first time in today's show, we have open lines. So if you've been trying to get in and the line's been busy, 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 we've got just a few minutes up until 11 o'clock to get your question answered. Ring in 1-888-767-4348.
Kelly wants to talk e-pipe, and that does not stand for electronic.
Okay, great.
Just for
very, very interesting technology.
It
that
is.
E-pipe
I love it.
Is.
Okay. Kelly.
Kelly's here. Hey, how are you?
Hey,
yes,
man,
sir.
Good.
Hey, I built a house 14 and a half years ago, a big house because I have a big family. It's a custom home. I have a basement. When they, you know how some the contractors get ahead of themselves, so they put everything ready for the slab to go in, and then the plumber came back and ran the copper piping in where the slab's supposed to be, and instead of sleeving it or burying it, he put it in the ABC.
Okay.
So about 2 years ago, I had a slab leak coming up.
Okay.
And the pipe goes across the slab into the basement and then branches out. Well, I pulled this piece of pipe out, and it's pitted horribly.
Oh.
And I have videos. I actually have videos of this because I filmed the whole house, and I went back to the builder, and they go, oh, statute of limitations. And anyway, so I started bringing people out that were experts, and they said, well, you can trench. And I thought, well, that sounds no fun, my entire, you know, first-floor kitchen area. Or I could re-plumb it through the you know, up and around the attic and things like that.
Which, right.
Anyway, and then I was just listening to you one day, and I caught e-piping. I don't know what that is, but I'll be honest with you. My concern is it's some sort of a coating in the pipe, I'm guessing.
Correct.
But does it clog up your other pipes? I've got, like I said, I have a very large home, and this is 1-inch copper pipe. Okay.
Good, good.
And because I...
That's
you know,
actually
I,
better.
Yeah, so... Help me out here, because I feel like I have a time bomb just waiting to blow up here.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just do one section. If you're going to do this, it has to be a whole house. What the system does, I say can't. You could.
Really depends but on how the house was plumbed.
It takes so much setup time.
Prep time.
The product isn't.
You've actually seen it done.
Yes,
right?
And you wouldn't cut yourself short on the product cost while you've already got all the equipment there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what they do is they measure your home, they measure the water lines, they calculate how much they're going to need. They go to each fixture.
Oh boy.
Faucets.
Oh boy.
Shower heads.
Oh boy.
They cut them. They hook a pipe up to it, and then they sandblast it by pumping hundreds of pounds of silicon sand over and over and over and over. So it cleans the entire inside of your pipe out. And then they switch it out and they hook it up to the epoxy machine. And the epoxy machine sucks all this epoxy through the interior of your plumbing lines and seals it. And I mean, epoxy, I mean, there's estimates that this could last, you know, hundreds of years. It hasn't been around long enough for us to know that. But it's an incredible product, incredibly durable.
This technology comes out. It's one of the good things that comes out of California.
And I
there are so many old underground municipal water supply lines in California that, you know, are underneath the buildings and everything. It actually came about as a way to fix the municipal water lines without having to tear the streets and underneath the buildings and core excavate. And
listeners that are maybe two or three steps ahead of us thinking through this, they ask, well, does that epoxy, you know, what does that do to my water quality? Does that contaminate it? Well, it got cleared to go into hospitals.
Yeah.
It's so, pure. I mean, that finished dried surface is so clean.
Kelly, as far as I know, there's only one contractor in Arizona that has this equipment, the technology, and the experience to do it, and that's Ben Franklin Plumbing.
Right.
And they could take a look at it for you and assess it, and they could also assess what a repipe is going to cost and give you both options.
Well, yeah, but so they hook it up to every fixture in the house, you're saying?
Correct.
Oh boy. I got 5 bathrooms, an outdoor shower. I plumbed for a drinking fountain out of the side. I got need I say more? I mean, that's
well,
a lot of fixtures, and you know, I got a bunch of girls. So I got double sinks in some of these, you know, bathrooms as well. So
I know that sounds a lot, but a repipe, whether you're going to trench or go through the attic, they're going to have to cut every fixture to get that pipe there anyway.
Well, what they do is they have to cut, and then once they tie into the basement, and then 4 of the bathrooms are piped through the basement and through the upstairs. So once we can get it
out of the concrete,
how do we get it out of the slab? Yeah. You know, because I've got a 1-inch copper and a recirculating line through there, and this was actually on the recirculating line. It's funny because there's a little indentation. I got the pipe in my hand. This little indentation when they rolled it out, and I think that caused some sort of a turbulence, which caused them
to. Yeah, you're exactly right.
If that's the condition of your pipe under the basement, you got to consider that's the condition of the pipe that may be going up to the upstairs and the other faucets. Not a lot of people are going to want to come in and fix half the piping to only have the other half fail. So that's something to consider as well.
Yeah, but a lot of times with that copper pipe buried in the AB, every time it's on or off, it's vibrating a little bit against some rock, you know, or like Kelly says, he's got a little extra turbulence right there. Mm-hmm. So it's shaking a little bit more against that rock that's, you know, in the AB. So I hear what you're saying, Kelly. Sounds like a monster house. Sounds like a monster family. Blessings to you for being that kind of a dad, bringing in all those family members into this great place. But I would call Ben Franklin, and I would have them talk me through both options, because you definitely have both options available to you.
Next on the line is Maria in Stanfield, listening on KGVY. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I've been invaded with the gophers at my parents' house. About 20 years ago, he had a contractor come in, and they remodeled the bathroom. And when they took out the tub, there was underneath filled with the dirt from the gophers.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if they filled where the gophers had come in. Is there anything I can do? Because they're all around the yard.
Well, I would tell her to go to nogopher.com, wouldn't you? The website.
Just start your arsenal.
Yeah.
We talked earlier I don't know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably, just about the fact that there's no one solution to gophers. You got to hit them with everything that's available on the market, and you got to stay after them, and that's what it takes to really get them away and out.
I'm going to check with some of the cities, and I'm going to find out if I can use the Terminator? Rodinator. If I can use the Rodinator, you would have to have the property blue staked, I'm sure, before you used it.
Especially in a gas area.
Yeah, you'd have to have it. But you know what? If that's legal to use inside city limits, I'm ordering one, and that's another service that we're going to start
offering. The Rosie Rodinator?
The Rosie Rodinator, absolutely.
Dump a bunch of acetylene into the gopher hole and little igniter. Whoosh.
Yeah, I'm gonna check into that.
Earlier, we posted a recipe at Rosie on the House Facebook page, and it's also on our blog, about gumbo. With this extra supply of rodent carcasses, would you ever try a gopher gumbo?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No. I just trying to kill two birds with one stone here.
Nope. Nope. Not gonna do it. But nogopher.com is actually operated by a family in Mesa. That specializes in eradicating gophers from your property. So that's not too far from Stanfield. It's kind of funny that she's listening to KGVY in Stanfield. That's pretty far north. Yeah. So, all right. While you're coughing, why don't you take up this last call? Or do we have time? Or we're right there. You're the one who always watches the clock, except when you're coughing. And we're up against a break, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with our last caller for the day here at Rosie on the House. Y'all don't go anywhere.